The New Orleans Saints remain perfect and shine on a national stage tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into our post-game wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com. A dominant 38-17 win over the Miami Dolphins in a battle of two unbeatens. In fact, it had been 15 years since Monday Night Football had seen two 3-0 teams match up at this juncture of the season. And boy, did the Saints make a statement tonight, JD, as they're now one of only five teams left in the NFL with a perfect mark.
Well, certainly one team looked a little bit more veteran than the other. You can tell which team had the second-year quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. That was Miami. And which team has the perennial all-pro pro bowler. That's Drew Brees for the Saints. And certainly the Saints play that way. End up where Miami commits four turnovers. And also, Tannehill was sacked four more times. That raises his total to 18 for the season. So the Saints had him under duress. And meanwhile, Drew Brees took a couple of sacks, but he looked a lot more comfortable here at home.
John pointed it out in our pregame visit with you all here on NewOrleansSaints.com that the Miami offensive line could be suspect. They had given up a ton of sacks with their first three games. And while the Saints didn't pick up their first sack until what, John, the third quarter, once Junior Gallette got in there, got a hold of Tannehill, boy, the floodgates opened, didn't it?
Well, they got into a feeding frenzy, basically, now. So Junior Gallette gets one, and Cam Jordan gets one. And all of a sudden, guys are getting to the quarterback, Tyron Walker. And also, it helps that you get ahead, and Miami's put in a position where they got to throw the football now. You know, Miami was throwing short passes, getting the running game going early, and they wanted to get the ball out of Tannehill's hands really quickly. But as the game progresses and you fall behind, you've got to hold the ball a little bit longer, let those routes develop. You're trying to get the ball deeper, and that allowed the Saints to get to it.
John mentioned the four Miami turnovers in the ball game. Of course, the Saints did turn it over one time. That was late. So with that, plus three on the day and plus five now on the season through four games. That's something that Sean Payton had pointed out, even at the start of this regular season, that they must be on the plus side and significantly so in order to have a good start to the season and then ultimately a push for the playoffs. That's a long way down the road. The running game numbers, slight to say the least, but it seems like with regard to the screen passes and getting the running backs involved, Aaron Sproles, more on him in a moment, but also Pierre Thomas, the running game is almost the short passing game right now for the New Orleans Saints, and boy, Drew Brees was pinpoint and very sharp tonight.
Well, that's exactly what it is. You've got, to me, the most premier screen runner in the league, and Pierre Thomas, and also Darren Sproles, who's a very extremely dangerous guy in the backfield. You cannot cover him with a linebacker, and teams have tried this week after week. It just doesn't work. Too good for that. So, you know, they're substituting out that short passing game for their running game. Teams are kind of ganging up in the box. They're having a lot of success stopping them running the ball, but they're not stopping that short passing game.
In a game full of star quality moments, certainly Darren Sproles may shine brighter than most today. Sproles ended up with 222 all-purpose yards, seven catches in that total for 114 yards. He also eclipsed the 3,000-yard mark receiving for his career. Darren Sproles has shined already in several games for the Saints this season, but maybe none more than he did tonight.
Well, he was such a dangerous receiver tonight, and that's where they needed him. That's what loosened Miami's defense up. Again, Miami's ganging up in the box. They're going to make the Saints throw the ball. They're not going to allow all of you to run it. But if you have Darren Sproles there to run the wheel routes, which is what he called on his touchdown pass, he's able to get out, get in space, and he is so dangerous in those situations. Again, he cannot be guarded by a linebacker on those routes, and that will constitute your running game, but it also makes you have to loosen up that defense.
All right, back to Drew Brees. He hit eight different receivers tonight with passes. That's a nice quality number for the Saints offense. Also, we should note that Brees now with 4,146 completions for his career, he surpasses the great John Elway for fourth all time in the NFL record books for that. Johnny also ties his own NFL record with 59 straight games now, passing for 300 or more yards. This started early for him and didn't stop through the four quarters.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's putting up numbers where you begin to take the guy for granted. He throws for 400 yards, and it just doesn't seem to be a big deal with him. Now he's probably got about 1,500 yards passing this season. I don't know exactly, but it just doesn't seem to be a big deal with him because we've grown to have these expectations of Drew Brees because that's the kind of excellence he's given us.
We should also note that he also now ties Joe Montana for the third longest win streak on Monday Night Football. This was his ninth straight tonight, and that also is the same for the Saints. They also moved to an 11-game winning streak in winning in prime time, whether that's Monday night, Sunday night, or Thursday night. So seemingly playing under the bright primetime lights here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome has been kind for the home team. This was the 100th regular season game coached by Sean Payton tonight. His record now 66-34 through those 100 games. And we should also note on our game notes here tonight that the Saints are, as we mentioned, one of only five teams now in the NFL without a loss through four games. So we're at the quarter pole now of the NFL season. Chicago looms next. That'll be an interesting matchup for the New Orleans Saints. They'll try and take this show on the road. Certainly the home field's been kind. They've also had a win on the road. But JD, Chicago next. And it's always a bit of a wild card when you go up to Chicago, even this early in the season.
Well, Chicago plays extremely well at home. And the reason they play extremely well is because they have a great defense. They have that cover two defense that they still run. It's Lovie Smith's defense that he left there that they inherited with the new staff, Mark Trestman, but they still run it extremely well. They're very opportunistic defensively. They're going to get turnovers generally. They generally get sacks. So the Saints are going to have to be careful in their quick passing game because Drew Brees was sacked another couple of times tonight. That's 12 on the season for him. And again, sometimes it's just because he's holding the ball. He's trying to wait for his receivers to get open, but Chicago's going to be looking forward to that. And those guys defensively can get on a feeding frenzy.
72,000 plus for Monday Night Football at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome tonight. And another number of interest to us, at least, as you, the fans, have really embraced what we're doing on NewOrleansSaints.com as we hit for a new Saints record today, over 1 million page views for NewOrleansSaints.com as we got ready and brought you coverage of this win over Miami tonight. That certainly was a nice feeling from you all, and we appreciate it. We'll continue to bring you our best as we continue to move through the football season. All right, back at it tomorrow, just like that. Black and Blue Report comes your way at noon Central. Heavy on this win. Also on Pelicans Media Day as we tip our cap to the start of our sister franchise in the same Benson system there over on campus at Airline Drive. So that's a part of our coverage tomorrow. And then, of course, John will have full coverage of Sean Payton's post-game or day-after press conference as the Saints are winners again. Our thanks to you all, and our thanks to John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly repeating the final score again. It's the New Orleans Saints 38. The Miami Dolphins 17, and a happy final on this Monday night from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.